Popularity, what is it made of? How does a person get to be popular with lots of people and have a few close friends, too? Let's watch and see what makes people like one person and not another.
Good morning, Action Room fans, or afternoon, or evening. Whenever you happen to be listening to this latest radio-sode, we are the geeks of the Action Room!
Woo! And you know, there's plenty of geeks that I'm sure listen at all hours.
Yes.
They'll listen in the morning, then, you know, for breakfast, and then in the afternoon for lunch and dinner.
The same episode.
The same episode.
Yes.
You can't get enough.
They just can't get enough of us. It's like a 24/7 stream.
So tell me about us.
Tell me about me. About
Twitter,
you.
Facebook.
All right. Well, first of all, I'm your co-host, Tony Wolf.
And who am I?
Well, you're... Do you want to say who you are?
No, tell me who I am.
He, legendary fans, he is the legendary Producer Mike. Or as the Brits might say, Producer Mike.
Pretend I have amnesia. What is going on here?
You're Producer Mike. We're a podcast. We've been doing this podcast for a while. We also have crazy videos. We also have a Facebook fan page. You can become our fan with a capital F on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to talk about some things relating to Facebook and social media a little bit later. We also have what's called a Twitter account.
Hmm.
I know it's very astonishing. I know it's unheard of technology, but you can follow us on Twitter. See, you become a fan on Facebook and then follow on Twitter.
Okay.
Key F words in each case.
Do we have anything for Friendster?
No, Friendster stopped existing around the Paleozoic age.
Oh, all right.
And I actually used to be part of Friendster. I remember when Friendster was all the rage. I remember when Friendster was on the cover of Time Out New York.
Wow.
And all the magazines.
Yeah, I never did the Friendster. I caught the end of MySpace. And the end, like it really is over.
Yeah, and it still exists, ostensibly.
And now, well, I mean, we'll get into all this social media networking.
Maybe they
today.
Could do a Back to the Future 4, in which we go back to when Friendster was the only thing.
Yeah, what about the makers of Friendster? Because there's going to be this movie about the makers of the Facebook.
I think the makers of Friendster are all now winos. I think they're all bums and destitute.
They're lost in the media world.
They're like
world,
wandering downtown New York.
Will you be my friend?
Some homeless guy with a sign, I created Friendster. Please help.
We'll do social networking for money or something.
Yes. We'll social network for money.
Now, speaking of social networking, later in the show,
you
came across two attractive, fun, loving people. What would you call them?
Fun-loving people. No, there's a woman named Zane. I want to say Avedon. It's a French name, she told me, so it's Avedon. It almost sounds like the Mists of Avalon, the King Arthur story. But
Zane.
Wow. I believe it's French. Zane, I think I just said it's French twice.
Do you remember Zany Zappers?
I don't.
You put the sunglasses, they were like sunglasses things, and then you would have a little button that would bleep like little LCD, like red lights.
Oh, yes,
lights.
Yes.
They were called Zany Zappers.
Zany Zappers, like Freezy Freakies.
Yeah, yeah. Everything had to like sound the same, like two words.
We'll tell Zane about Zany Zappers later. Maybe she knows them. Maybe she had them.
Maybe.
But Zane is a social media expert. She's got 36 million followers on Twitter. She's a very powerful lady, and we met her through Jeff Neuwelt, who's a friend of the show and a social media pop culture maven himself.
We have an interview, actually, with him on our YouTube.
Yes,
he's a really awesome guy. And also, her friend is coming, too, Selena McCusker.
It's McCusker.
McCusker.
It's Selena McCusker or McClusker. We're gonna get a check on that when she comes.
All
in.
I know is I get hungry when I say that name.
McCusker. Why?
McCustard kind of.
I thought it sounded like a chunky soup maker.
Custard,
something like that.
Custard soup.
I feel like McCusker would have made some stew, like in the 1987 McCusker's stew.
It's McCusker's last stand. I think that's what it is.
When she comes in, she's gonna be very embarrassed about all these McCusker buns. All right, so they're
going to
come in.
That's later in the show. But before that, I wanted to talk about a movie I saw. You know, like how formal this is?
Yeah.
I saw...
Producer Mike saw a film.
I saw Night and Day.
Yes.
Okay, now...
Tonight and Day.
I wanted to see...
This is the Tom Cruise, Cameron Diaz action film.
I wanted to see Grown Ups, but the times didn't work out with the people I was hanging with. So we saw Night and Day, a movie that the trailer actually intrigued
sloppy
me.
Sloppy seconds, basically.
Well, but it looked cool. I was kind of intrigued by the fact that, you know, Tom Cruise is doing these comedies
first
now.
First action movie in a while with some comedy.
And but, man, it is ridiculous. Like, it's more of a joke than I thought it would be. There is no... It's not rooted in any kind of reality.
Really?
It's completely like a cartoon. Basically, it reminded me in some level of 80s... action movies, because they made no sense and you didn't have to, you know, the dialogue. The dialogue wasn't necessarily smart the way it is now. It was just kind of goofy and people running around dodging explosions and stuff. But it is really ridiculous. Like, so ridiculous that early on, first of all, I didn't understand it, as simple as it was, because it was almost too...
And producer Mike's a pretty smart guy.
No, it was just so ridiculous that I was like, really? There's got to be something more here. Like, but it wasn't.
But there is nothing
else. It was very basic. But it was also, but it was fun. And there are some sequences in it that are really genius. The way they kind of comment on what they're doing. So it's very self-aware.
Right.
But it's just, I think, a little too silly for this era of filmmaking. Mm. And I will say that I feel sorry for Tom Cruise as much as you can feel sorry for somebody who's, you know,
one of the hugest movie stars of all time.
Because I think that, of course, after the Scientology and the jumping on the Oprah's couch, you know, he was being seen as crazy and being taken too seriously.
Our Scientology video.
Yeah. So he had to kind of like, okay, what can I do for my career? I can't be a leading man anymore after that Nazi movie, whatever, didn't do well.
Right.
So I'm going to do comedies like that Thunder, Grossman.
Tropic Thunder, the Les Grossman character. Right.
Which will be a movie, too.
Yeah.
And now with this one, which is total comedy, too, I expected more reality for this one. Mm. So, and I heard it's not doing good at the box office, Night and Day. So I don't know. I just feel like he might be over to an extent, you know, Tom Cruise, especially since...
Until he does the Les Grossman movie.
I don't even know if that's going to do well. Yeah. I think what he needs to do...
Well, he'll have great writers for that.
But still, I mean, hopefully. Yeah. But I still think that what he needs to do, unfortunately, the way everybody these days has to do it, he needs to do a comic book movie. I don't know what he'd be good in. Can you think of something that he would...
You know,
be good
originally, he was one of the first celebrity name they talked about for Iron Man.
Oh, yeah?
They wanted him. He was one of the names considered to play Tony Stark. And, you know, billionaire playboy, whatever.
Is there
but
anything
we can
coming...
all thank God that that did not happen.
Is there anything coming up, a character that hasn't been done yet? Wonder Woman, he can be. I guess
he could be her boyfriend. He could be the, you know, the token boyfriend in Wonder Woman,
or maybe
constantly being upstaged by Wonder Woman.
Somebody in Alpha Flight, if they do an Alpha, like Puck, was that the
That's
character?
Like the sixth. Yeah, well, Puck is very short. Yes,
I don't know.
Well, Frank Miller told me personally that he thinks Tom Cruise is the greatest action star ever. So
funny you should mention
maybe
Frank
he
Miller.
Can help.
Funny you should mention Frank Miller.
Why is that? Oh,
well,
yes.
Here's the deal. So I was walking down the street after we saw Night
This is
Day.
True, by the way. Action
true.
Listeners, this is true.
I was walking down the street with my friend.
In Williamsburg or
New York? No, this
New
is
York.
In New York City.
Right.
One of the rare occasions at this point that I'm actually in the city. But no, after Night and Day, I was hanging with my friends, and I bumped into Paul Pope.
Yes.
And as we all know,
he's
Paul
a friend
Pope,
of the show.
He's a friend of the show. We interviewed him. And
you can see that video on our YouTube thing.
If anybody doesn't know, he's like a really awesome artist.
And writer.
Kind of in kind of the cool hipster geek.
Did you say geep?
Geep. Cool hipster
indie rock star. Yeah,
you know, mocha celebrity.
Spin magazine, Vice magazine, they all love him.
Kind of rock star comic book artist.
Yes,
and
he's the Jim Morrison of comics.
Totally, and so but he's a totally cool guy,
he's
and
very nice
he
guy.
Doesn't seem like he's on drugs or anything.
Oh no,
and. I talked to him. I said, hey, we just did an interview with you. How you doing? And he's like, oh, yeah, hey, how you doing? So we were talking, and what he did, we talked a little bit about some stuff, you know. I call him Paul now.
Yeah.
I call him the Pope. And,
the Pope. And he told you he was just coming from.
He was just coming from meeting with Frank Miller.
Of course.
And he said, if you catch him, he's walking in the opposite direction. We could have chased him down, but I didn't want to do
we're
that.
No, we're not stalkers, people.
So the
we're not desperate.
But he gave me a poster that was in his hand of, and here it is.
It's a Jurassic Park poster. This is Bob Schreck. Bob Schreck wrote a series. Yes, that's the poster, sound effects. It's published by IDW or Dark Horse? It's published by IDW.
Yeah.
And it's a Jurassic Park miniseries that Frank Miller did a dinosaur cover for. Paul Pope also did a cover.
Now, that was the thing. Paul Pope, I guess, gave it to me because Frank had given it to him.
Right.
And I don't... He said something like Frank didn't understand that he already got one because he did a cover as well. So I just want to say that we should give this away.
This could be an Action Room prize.
Now, I should have asked Paul Pope.
Frank Miller has touched this poster.
I should have asked Paul Pope to sign it. I should have asked Paul Pope to sign it, but...
you were on the street. That would be awkward. That would be
awkward. I have to say, this is probably the piece of paper that has devalued faster than any piece of paper. It went from Frank Miller to the producer Mike in about a half hour.
Miller to Paul Pope to producer Mike.
But I'm just saying, yeah.
Yeah.
So it dropped considerably. So,
right.
But we own it now, and there's a little bit of a tear, but it's an awesome poster, and it was in the hands of Frank Miller and Paul Pope.
We'll have to think of an appropriate contest, other than our co-host contest.
The contest is, if you want it,
Twitter to us.
Twitter or Facebook us, and I'll send it to
you. The first person?
Yeah, anybody.
Wow.
Just give us your address, and I'll send it to you.
Wow, that's a big promise from producer Mike. All right. So I guess we'll take a little break.
Yep.
And then when we come back, we will have our special guests, Zane and Selena, who will talk about social media. I was trying to make that rhyme.
Yeah, no,
Selena and media.
It was beautiful.
Okay. We'll be right back. All right, action fans, we are back in the action room, and as we promised, we are back with two very special guests in the show today in the action room. We have Zane and Selena. Let's welcome them.
Woo!
All right.
Hello.
You also met our studio audience. We have a very extensive studio audience.
They are so good looking.
They're amazing. Very handsome. They're pre-selected for beauty and good looks.
Now, what do we call you guys exactly?
Yes. Well, I wanted to call you something. I wanted to call you a social media expert because you are in the world of Twitter, Facebook, social networking. Mm-hmm. But Zane, who we met a while ago through Jeff Newell, a friend of the show, mm-hmm. you sort of balked. You feel you're not ready to be an expert? Or there are maybe experts that you don't want to incur the wrath of?
Well, you know, there's those things where people are called gurus or experts or...
Well, guru is a whole other,
yeah.
This is not Scientology.
I definitely don't claim to be an expert, but, you know, there are some things where, you know...
Where you kick ass.
Where you're working in your groove, you're synced up with your talent, and
right. You're
always going to be an expert at what you're personally good at, but I don't say... I'm a social media expert of the world.
How about a social media specialist?
I do like that.
Okay.
Or media practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one too, right?
Yeah.
Because
it's
you're
so
actually
clinical.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Very clinical. Yeah. That's me. Clinical.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, how did you two connect and meet? Was it through the social world, mm-hmm. Zane
Absolutely.
And Selena?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
well,
and
obviously the social world, but the social media world.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us the
mm-hmm.
tale.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead. Go for it.
It was actually the very first 140 Twitter conference.
I heard about that conference.
You know, 140 characters in New York City.
I love the accent, by the way. you're from Texas.
It's awesome.
I'm trying to not use it, actually.
Oh, no, but
it
works.
Cool.
It works.
Okay,
yeah.
Radio.
We're
awesome.
Love yeah.
It could be worse. You know when David Letterman tells a joke and he gets a little southern? Wait.
140 characters, y'all, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, y'all. Hashtag y'all.
Hashtag y'all.
So tell us a little about Zaneology TV. Is it Zaneology or Zaneology?
Well, you can
in terms of how you pronounce it.
Yeah, it depends on if you're thinking I'm zany that day or, you know, but it is
Zane
because my name is Zane, so it's Zaneology.
Okay.
And
your website is Zaneology.com.
Uh-huh.
Zaneology.com.
Right. And then if you want, and you want to watch some videos or more visual things that we do, like even the Bo and Zane show, which is my son, we do little fun things, then that's on Zaneology.tv.
Okay. All right.
And if you just want to see some of the content a little bit different, you can go to Zaneology.me because Tumblr, you know, like just looks different. And
Okay. So, Selena, tell us about yourself, your background. How did you get into the Twitter world? What's the, you know, what's your thing? I know you're ramping up a cooking show or a cooking website.
Yeah. This cooking show has been in development for a while. It started out
in the New York market?
In the Boston market is actually where it was the birth of Beta Cooking, because there's a co-working house in Boston called Beta House, essentially.
What is Beta Cooking?
Beta Cooking is the name of the show,
and it's
a webisodic cooking show where I interview people that are doing, like, interesting things in social and also entrepreneurship and technology.
All right.
Just in art, media, whatever, just doing really interesting, new, young business development type of people. So
are you going to be a host or the host?
I'm the host, yeah.
Okay.
And
awesome.
and the great thing about Beta Cooking is you see a lot of people being interviewed, but this is something that they bring a personal piece to because they bring their favorite recipe. So like you, I'm Italian.
Right.
Half Italian, actually
nice.
More than half Italian. But so you bring your favorite recipe and we cook that together. And then that content will live on the site.
I think we should come up with like a geek cooking thing, specifically geek cooking, like comic
with
books
nerds.
And stuff like
well,
that.
Well, that's how this started out at Beta House, because Beta House had this like Friday lunches, and they're like a really great sort of co-working early stage group in Boston. Okay. John Pierce.
And are they like IT people or Beta House is?
They're not IT. They're technologists. They're startup guys. And John Pierce, who's like really big in the angel, you know, sort of investor community in Boston, runs Beta House. It's kind of like New York City, but it's the Boston version.
Okay.
So I don't know if you guys are familiar with New York City here in New York.
Are you saying New York or Newark?
Newark.
Newark.
Newark City.
Newark. In New York.
So much out there. I don't know. So, I mean, well, what's
these are businesswomen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're geeks. These two are businesswomen.
We're businessmen,
but in a different way.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, talking about startup, people who had startup successes and stuff like this. Have you heard of the David Fincher movie about the guy who created Facebook?
I have,
It's called The Social Network.
Yes.
Do you know anything
about
this?
Did you see the trailer? A teaser trailer just came out for
this. I have not. I'm sorry. I've not had a chance, but I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
It looks kind of cool.
Jesse Eisenberg playing...
Mark Zuckerberg.
Okay.
You gotta have a Berg.
Yeah.
And it's David Fincher, who's a wonderful director. And at first, when I heard about this, I was like, they're gonna make a movie about Facebook? How will that work? But it's, you know, it'll be Mark Zuckerberg's life story. Mm-hmm. Just fascinating to me. I mean, you said you went on to Twitter, Zane, in 2008?
Yeah, very end of 2008.
But when Twitter was still pretty new and not everyone was on it necessarily.
Yeah, probably a full year, maybe year and a half, and just found it through the iPhone App Store, you know. So one night at 4 a.m. I actually did it, you know, and I remember thinking, what was the first tweet? And my first tweet is really kind of funny.
Okay.
It says,
lay it on us.
Wasting time, .. my new hobby.
All right.
Which is funny, but exactly 1 year later, to the date of my first tweet, I was working in social media.
Wow,
Blog World. People were coming up to me and asking me for Twitter tips and such. And it was really, that was powerful for me.
That's an epiphany in and of itself, seriously.
But when you think about that, because, you know, so many people, like when you say, the other day on Twitter, you called me social media queen, and I wrote back, and I thought, do you really think about, you know, because there's all these titles, and you can call me whatever you like, you know.
You're a guest on our show. We want to treat you right.
Right, but a big thing that I was telling to Selena that's important to me and everybody that's here, and when you talk about experts, you are an expert kind of in your own thing.
Right.
So when everybody out there who has their own talent kind of syncs up with that and finds it, but then we have a forum like the interwebs with the Z, which we like, then it enables us to show that talent and be kind of that expert in our own little field, and that's why so many of us kind of collaborate and why it's really beautiful in this space because we can kind of form together. I mean, even I'm hanging out with her at her house and we've already formed a company and we're separated. We've already got a title for the next book. And, you know, but that stuff just happens being together.
Right.
Initially finding each other on the interweb and then actually, you know, forming things.
So I do have a question. Can you rescue us from oblivion? Like, how can you help us with the Action
Room? Yes, what social media advice would you give the Action Room? Because we're doing all right. We've only...
Yeah.
This new version has only been up for about 4 months. We're doing all right. But Zane has 12,000 followers.
Yeah.
How does the Action Room get 12,000 followers?
How does it work?
By talking to people and going out and meeting people in real life.
In real life?
Right. Yes.
What do you expect?
Believe it or not, it's controversial, but it actually makes
shocking.
All the difference.
Yeah.
You both have great radio voices, by the way.
Really?
Have you done, I mean, you're a reporter. Have you done radio before, Zane?
Not radio, but I had to do, I worked in voice messaging in telecom.
Okay.
And it was, everything that was communicated was through a network of voicemail boxes worldwide.
Okay.
And
I was the voice.
I wasn't the press A to answer, you know, but I was the one that recorded the user tips. So if you like to make a message, press M the 6 key to make a message.
I think I've heard that before.
Well, if you ever use voicemail that was from that brand, then it was...
Wow.
Another way you're connected.
Well, Selena, we heard you have a little newscaster voice. Do you want to
give us
something?
A newscaster sample.
Selena Skyle reporting from the Action Room, New York, New York.
Wait, so you're Selena Skyle or Selena Kyle?
Well, you know, it's evolved. You know, it started
because
out.
Your Twitter name is S. Kyle.
It's
so
S.
It's
Kyle. So when I joined Twitter, I was working for a big company. It was way back, and I didn't know. I was like, you know, they're going to be monitoring what I'm doing because I was doing social media strategy for them.
Right.
And I was worried of like, you know, what is this? You know, this is more personal. It wasn't a business, application for me at the time. And I said, oh, you know, let me just make it short. You know, so what could I do? Selena Kyle, S. Kyle. I didn't want to do Selena
and it's like
or Kyle.
Sky.
And now it's Skyle. And now, you know, people call, of course, Skyle. And I actually like that. I might, you know, even change the name to Selena Skyle.
What do you think is the future for the internet concerning social media and whatnot?
Yeah, well, I think it's evolving. Even as people begin to work together, new kind of forms. You know how when PlanCast came out and he said, you know, the new, it's not this is where I'm at, it's this is where I'm going.
Okay.
And so I think every time somebody comes up with a new idea or a new thing and people embrace, then the next idea comes from it. You know,
it's
a ladder, it's a stair step, it's a natural progression.
That's what I believe. I believe that, you know, collaborative economies are the way, you know, the way that we're going. And what Twitter has shown is that it's connected so many people who were sort of out, you know, doing their thing and became connected, and so many ideas and great relationships emerged out of that. It's not just about tweeting or wasting your time. It's about, hey, I'm connecting with you who I would have never otherwise known that you were out there, and now we're working together and we're building the Creators Project or, you know, Beta Cooking.
Do you think this means that there'll be a new Twitter where you're only allowed to use 40 characters or 60 characters?
I think what
and
it
then
means,
3 years later, there'll be another
thing. I think what it means is that they're confirming the world is going to end in 2020. I was going to say that everybody's a geek in what they like and what they do, and you guys are definitely social network geeks, you know what I mean? Even more so than the average person. Like, we're into, like,
we have like movies and actors and writers and comic book people.
When you get immersed into certain cultures and you really, you know all these names that we have no idea who
you are dropping names of. Pasternak,
but it becomes very commonplace for you because you're so into
and
it.
And you speak, you speak in this little bubble or cube.
So there's these general things.
We knew bullet points, but you said you're going to bullet that. But that's a very business, you know.
So what bullet points are?
Because only so many things can reach the masses, like Facebook, iPhone. Certain people know all these things, but then when you get under that, there's only so many people that know the things within
the inner workings,
the inner web with a Z.
Right. The inner, not the inner.
And back to our point.
That would be the intra.
Wow. Well, so, I don't know.
I don't know. Was this interview an innie or an outie? I don't know.
I want to address one thing when you asked.
Sure.
Because the way that we met was because you followed me on Twitter.
Yes, and we connected through Jeff Newelt.
Yeah, and I even asked you today, how did you even find me? Because I'm always interested, like, why did you even decide to follow me, right?
Yes.
And you followed me, and I really do this. I go through there and I look through the news. And I thought, that's interesting. And I clicked and I listened to your show. And my first tweet to you back, I followed you. That was interesting. And then I tweeted you back and said, I'm listening to your show. It's awesome. And then the rest of the time while I was listening, I kept tweeting about it. So for the next hour, I tweeted to my followers in my network that I was enjoying it, that it was awesome, blah, blah, blah.
This is how it works.
It's the viral, but at a new level.
Right. And then after that, I think every Friday since then, you've done a Follow Friday with me, which I'm very honored for.
Follow Friday,
And I remember all that, too. And I think that's neat, because from that one thing that where you reached out to me, and I reciprocated, and I enjoyed it. But, like, you know what? You might follow somebody else, and they might not, you know, enjoy that. And I'm saying your show, but, you know, like, they're not
might not be their cup of tea.
You only talk about astrology, and they're not interested, you know, whatever. So, but that's the part. It's just
Zane-strology.
You know, you don't get anything unless you try.
I think we should end this show. And let's have Selena do a little bit here. You can say
can you read our taglines?
Oh, yes. Excellent. So, this is the Action Room. We're doing new shows every Monday and Friday. Join our Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Action Room.
At The Action Room.
Oh, sorry. The Action Room. At The Action Room.
Action Room is some guy in Montana. We don't like him.
Forget what she was saying. The voice was great.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Well, thank you so much, Selena and Zane.
Woo!
The studio audience has leapt to their feet. Their minds are going...
Waka waka. And those are the intro words.
Well, thank you so much for listening, The Action listeners. We hope you understood as much as we did. And have a great time. Next time on the show...
I don't want to leave the room.
I know.
So you can stay here, but we got to go.
Can we stay here and record our own show?
Yeah. Totally good. All right. Wow. Okay.
Pound action.
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. We're going to end it right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bye. And now.
Beep, beep, beep,
and
beep,
beep, beep, beep. Now.
And now. Press M to make a message. Press X to exit.